Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
And we're still in the Feast of Dedication in Hanukkah, and we're talking about the Hanukkah menorah, which incidentally, if you haven't ever seen one, go to our website, messianicminutes.com. You'll see one there.
Yeah, and you'll see that it's 8 stems in a row, and one stem is higher than all the others. So there's actually 9 stems to a Hanukkah menorah.
And now here's how this works. The shamash, which means servant, is the candle stem that stands higher than the others. Now here's what gets really, really powerful. Friends, you don't light any of the candles on the Hanukkah menorah without lighting the shamash first and using the shamash to light the other candles. Now, we light 1 candle the first night, 2 candles the second night, and so forth till we have all 8 lit. But there's always 2 lit then. The shamash is lit first. You use that one to light the first one on the first night, and now you got 2 candles, one standing higher than the others. But wait, Ted, the servant stands higher than those it serves.
The servant stands higher than those that are served, and it's the light from that servant candle that lights the other candles.
Right. This is so powerful, friends. Again, if you talk to a rabbi or to a typical Jewish person, they'll say, oh, they're just twisting things, but you can't miss this. This Hanukkah menorah that is embedded in Jewish custom and tradition, though it's not scriptural, but it's embedded in Jewish custom and tradition, has a servant candle that stands higher than those it serves, and the other candles have no light of their own. They only get their light from the servant candle that stands higher than they do. Some of you are starting to see the obvious situation here where Jesus fits right into this.
Yeah, Jesus said that if you want to be great in his kingdom, you have to be the servant of all. In Mark 10:45, he said, even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.
Okay, clearly identifying himself as a shamash, as a servant.
And it's the servant that not only lights the other candles, but it's the light from that servant candle that gives light to the others.
Now, this is really neat, friends. So catch the scenario. On the first night of Hanukkah, and it's usually a younger child that does this, we say various prayers. We'll talk about those in a minute. But they light the first candle, the shamash candle, which stands higher, using that then to light the first night's candle. On the fifth night, they'll do that and light 5 candles.
They'll first light the shamash, and then use the light of the servant candle, the shamash, to light the other 5 candles.
And then it's traditional to take that Hanukkah menorah and put it in your window.
Yeah, you're not really supposed to hide it at all. You're supposed to let it shine.
Hallelujah, let your light so shine. Glory to God. Jesus is the servant who stands above those he serves, who didn't come to be served, but to serve. He is the light of the world, who then said to us, you are the light of the world, and told us to let our light so shine. And so right in the picture of the Hanukkah menorah, remember, this is an entirely Jewish activity.
And it goes on to this day. This is the way it's done today.
And here is a picture of Jesus, the servant who stands higher than those he serves. You know, it makes no sense to put the shamash above the candle, above the other candles. Everywhere else, the servant is lower than those he serves. It's only in the Hanukkah menorah it's higher. And again, the rabbi is going to say, that's not what it means. Friends, how can you miss it? It's Jesus.
Friends, we are Messianic Minutes. We're 2 Jewish guys. We love Jesus. And we want to show you how Jewish it is to believe in Jesus so that you can share with everyone, all of your friends, neighbors, loved ones, people you work with, including Jewish people. If we can be of any help to you, we would love to do that. We want to pray with you. We have some brochures that might help you. We'd love to send to you. Get in touch with us through the website, messianicminutes.com.
And we're in Hanukkah, friends. This is a great time to witness to a Jewish person about the light of the world. messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mishichena.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
Of the God of Jacob.